This morning I'm turning to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. None of them be a woman. And I read to you verse 5. Okay, teach you more. I'll add verse 4, but my emphasis is on verse 5, so I'll read from verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. These are the words of Apostle Paul to the believers who were in Colossae, and these are believers he wrote to them concerning the effects of the gospel on them, and to remind them the work of the gospel on them, and also to encourage them, to let them know he's praying for them, and also to encourage them to continue with the Lord. The Apostle Paul, book you are sure, talk about Colossae, for Christ upon our Colossae. Now, I will surely call Juma, you And we are thinking about this particular portion, the verse 5, this morning. Now, some of you are wondering, verse 5, you can never say, And we are thinking this morning about the heavenly hope. In the words of Apostle Paul here, he clearly states that there is a heavenly hope for those believers who were at Colossae. Apostle Paul, in this same verse 5, will say, Indeed, the hope of heaven is the hope of all true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the heavenly hope is given to those who have once realized their life of sin against the Almighty God and the Holy God, and have sought His forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ, and have come to Him to be cleansed from sin and to rest the hope of salvation in Him. And friends, the everlasting happiness in heaven is the ultimate blessing of all who come to trust in Him. Sorry for the distractions. The heavenly hope, we talk of everlasting happiness in heaven, is the ultimate blessings of salvation of all who have repented of their sins and have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They have come to believe in Him. The ultimate blessing that is awaiting for them is heaven. And the purpose, the whole work of salvation is to bring them to this glorious happiness. There can I say, That's the ultimate hope. It is true when we ask that God lives with us on earth, and He gives us grace to be able to overcome our sins and to be able to live for Him. But the ultimate goal is glorification. And the question is, this is the point of everybody more. And the prayer, I don't want to be transferred to Asasi, so to me, Dina Samso, to me, Shano, and my to me, the new Yamu was as you so, oh, yeah, bravo, to me, and yeah, I call the map, I train any crop, no bravo, and ask some cano, my Yanu Shira, no mono, dear, a yakasi, a chapel, I do more, ah, a woman, a jetty for Christmas, why I show more if you want him in the eye, a stroke, and you Yamu, I hope to be my own. Ah, yeah, and it's a whole lot of people. And it's a and you can but it is sad, you know, that nowadays the wealth and health preachers of our days have seem to have removed the from people's mind the need to seek heaven. And this is the area of one is saying that in some comfort of realm, can't some far a DNA. We made trouble because every true believer here knows this, to live in this world of sin, well, this world of trouble, and this world of so much uncertainties. But then the ultimate blessing of salvation is heaven. And one thing they do tell people is that it's a false thing that they tell people, oh, if you come to Jesus Christ, everything in this world will be okay for you. Are you looking for a job? They'll tell you, you have a job. Are you for husband, wife, you find? Are you looking for? They'll tell you, but that's not true. That's not true. They'll tell people, oh, are you sick? Jesus will heal you. Are you this? It is true. God helps His people. God heals His people. God blesses His people in this life. But that is not what salvation is about. Salvation is about being saved from your sins and being prepared for that eternal glory. It doesn't matter what happened to my life. You see, in this world, both unbelievers and believers suffer. In this world, both unbelievers and believers get ill. In this world, both unbelievers and believers will come to die one day. You see? So if you look at the life of a believer in this world and the life of an unbeliever, except that work of God in his heart, in his life, which is preparing him for glory, most of you don't see any difference. You see, a believer can be rich, he can be poor, an unbeliever can be rich, he can be poor. There isn't that so much a difference about the life of a believer and an unbeliever, except the life of grace in the heart. That work in the heart, that is moving him more to become more like his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, when they tell people that when you come to Jesus, you should seek for the prosperities of this world, it's a false thing. It's something which is not true. It's something which is not true. But because of what they do, it is no surprise that many who claim to be Christians are not so much, they don't deserve so much about heaven. You talk to them about heaven, you see, they don't really care about heaven. And even if they are really saved, you ask yourself. And again, the church of the hope of heaven to many church goers is just like a fable. It's like some myth.
nipa bebree kɔ asɔre nɛ no woka heaven ayɛ sɛ anansesɛm. Well, they don't have any. I'm concerned for that. And they are not eager to make heaven their portion. Now, when you are preparing, some of my strife, you may want to have a woman. They are eager to make money their portion. They are eager to make riches of this world their portion. They are eager to make for their health their portion, but not heaven. They probably pray, so, umenya sika, umenya ahundi wewe, so, if you are humble, tell me no. Yes. I'm from some, a young woman, dear. But the heaven is there. I know they are with children. See, people, and it's because people have been made to think that salvation is just here. But look at what Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 50, verse 19. It says that if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. This is to believers, actually. But this is Abraham. If we are still open, you walk, and it also gives you more. And you hear more. So it is Samson that here who are who Christ who said who be about Christ on that the reality of Nabia and into about Christ the world and the world of God. Why? Because this world will pass away one day, and all been there are so many troubles in this world. So if it is in this life and we are thinking of salvation, then we are most miserable. Because this reality be true more for any woman be true more for. So, and whatever the Lord Jesus Christ gives to us by his salvation is eternal. The Christ it doesn't go away. You see, the real things of the blessing of Calvary. That's why he says his kingdom is spiritual. And so you see, all the true blessings of salvation are eternal. So when you think of salvation and his blessings, never think of this life. Yes, as I said, God supports us, provides for us, if we are believers, keeps us and makes us, his people, but that is not the end of our salvation. It is for a higher place, heaven itself. Well, I will move on to think about the nature of this heavenly hope. Why is it said that it's heavenly hope? Apostle Paul is using this expression to represent the blessing itself of heaven. So the hope is that for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, the hope, expectation which is in heaven, and the expectation here is the blessing of heaven. That's what it means. And that blessing which God has promised to give to those who are his people. So for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, and that's why they have to stroke their mouth. And so that those who expect heaven, they are expecting these blessings from God. Or And this blessing ultimately is everlasting life. So Israel heaven, I am down. You see, the hope of heaven is everlasting life, because we know life on earth is not eternal. Why do we have history? Because people come and go. We also one day will come and go. Life on earth is not eternal, and besides, it is full of troubles. It is full of pains. It is full of sins, which is being accumulated to the day of judgment. The maker said, "In that story, what should we have? Bible come one seminar and say, 'Iyem Israel also aye downpa, aye downpa.' If you come with your tool, and no na aye in that story, ma one way do area heaven moon." And I'm sure we know that as we are here, whatever we expect, there's something that we look up to. And if I'm sure students are expecting, what are the expectations of students, that they will learn and then they will pass their final exams. They need a sword and say, that for virtual exams, no one passes. So, of course, when you have all the years, one children are passed here, to him, it's worthless, you see. And obviously, Juma, if somebody is working, what is the hope? Yes, some people just enjoy their work, but the ultimate thing is to get a salary. I mean, nobody works and just works and goes. How can he survive? So every expectation has its object that holds on this expectation, and everything is well, people which we hope for. There's something we look up to, and we know that despite all that we look up to for our expectations, so long as the ideas were, they can disappoint. A student can learn and learn and learn and finally fail the exams. Somebody may work and work and work, and then they sound happy, it's not paid. Or probably the salary is reduced because of, I'm sure when the COVID came, I mean, many employees got half of their salary. Some even didn't get something at all. I mean, another month, when they were in the house. I know some of my colleagues, they had nothing. They were expecting to get something, but the world that we are in doesn't favor us to always have what we have, I mean, what we always expect. That also. So, in this world, every hope can disappoint. It doesn't matter who is promising it. That matter if it's born by the president of Ghana or the rich person in the world, it can disappoint. Jamaican is said, if you think that's what we are going to meet in Trampo, I will be a ghost, which means you are there for BBS will fail. So here, you will Juma, for some of the can it be BBS? You have been fighting feet, Oma, or you want more, not Oma, you mean the same form. And the real same, and for whom Nipa, Washable. Near Washable, so it's Kenyu, so you are the fool, you bet to me at this point, which means the Ekamo. And, as I said, all hope disappoint because we live in this world. So I'm sure we know that we can never be sure, 100% sure of every promise which is made to us by this world. And as I said, whether it is a rich person or whatever, whoever the person is, whatever promise he gives us may come to disappoint us at one time or the other. But everlasting life is one of God's blessings that can never be disappointed. That all who put their faith in it, hope in it, and pursue it will definitely find it. Nobody has ever desired to seek this hope and will ever be disappointed. There will never be disappointment when anyone desires to seek heavenly hope. Want to pursue it and have it, there will be no disappointment. Why would there be no disappointment? We are told the verse which is laid up for you in heaven. I don't know. It is laid up for you in heaven. And the word translated laid up from the Greek is something that is being preserved or reserved. So it is reserved. That's what was going to tell the believer. It is reserved for you in heaven because you have come to seek for it and you have obtained access to this. It is reserved for you. It is just waiting for the time that it will be given to you. I say, yeah, they are too hot, as far as the men in their mama. Is this your too hot mama? Or about the Christian ammonia? Nah, they are too hot mama. And we have the question, when was this heavenly hope reserved? When did God reserve eternal life for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? And as the name itself tells us, it is eternal, so it is reserved in eternity past. God Himself is the only eternal one, and He, from His own self, reserved it in eternity. It's something that God Himself has reserved, and it is that which is kept from eternity. In Titus chapter 1, verse 2. Was also spoke of this in hope of eternal life, and I read to you. In hope of eternal life, which God, because he was talking about his apostleship and his servant, as a servant of the Lord, and he said that it is concerning this. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, he promised before the world began. You ask yourself, to who? God has always been there. Before creation, he was there, and if after creation is gone, he will be there. So, there's something in God that he himself has promised, hope of eternal life. So that before God created man, God had a mind to give man eternal life. And so I put on the body part. I know what she has also the money part down.
You see, this is what the Bible reveals to us, that God purposed to bless the human race with immortality and the life eternal.
Now, who Paul answered over Bonifat? You see, when people say that, well, as if when Saint Adam fell, God has to look for a plan to say no, God had a plan before Adam fell. People say, oh, Adam, the Bonifat, we are saying, the Bonifat, for us, the Yahoo Paul created a plan before so we had to be. Answer Adam, God had a plan. Answer Bonifat, we are saying, she say, yeah, the Virginia Pepe Bonim. So you see, it is in connection with this eternal life. Sam, she say, no, not a boss of what they are two or three, but they don't have a money. Adam didn't have eternal life. He had a life which, what we call probation, that if he was obedient, he will have eternal life. Adam didn't have eternal life. You see? Adam, no, the down one. Say, on the OSTA, come here down, but you know, he fell, and all of us through him have fallen to sin. We have all been ruined by sin because of the fall. And then, all the human race is now indebted to sin because we are ever living in sin. Nobody can say that he's not a sinner. We are all sinners. And every sin, the wages of sin is death. And that is why, not the physical death per se, because physical death is out of sin, but that one is for all people to die. But the spiritual death, which leads on to eternal death, that death which separates man from God. That death which makes takes away God's peace and comfort from a life. So that's why the Bible, the Bible tells us God is angry with the sinner every day. God's peace is not with the sinner. Any sinner who God sees him as a sinner or he as a sinner, God is angry with you. The boy in the beyond the wall, so you have to the boy in the show that. So it doesn't matter how happy you are in this world, God is angry with you. And then as I said, God had a plan that he reserved eternal life for the human race. And then it also speaks of God's kindness. That was, why would he bother himself to reserve for us eternal life? And I'm sure we know that there are bad angels. In him above who I saw where I before and like Satan and demons. They were also creatures of God. The Bible tells they also fell. Why did God leave them? Why have God left them to be doomed forever? I mean, I hope we just say, I want something about for no more share so when you know. Wait till I'm so much on one down. God never planned to rescue Satan and the demons. In the Bible, we are told that they have the reserve of darkness and black, and the final day they will be doomed to eternal hell. They will suffer in eternal hell, and that fact also makes it true that God, the Bible says God will take sinners to suffer in eternal hell. It's true because the demons, Satan and demons, will be put to this eternal hell. So if the Bible says that God will also place sinners in eternal hell, it is true, they are all creatures. Satan and his demons, they are creatures of God. And the human race are also creatures of God. So when people think that, well, God cannot put people to eternal hell, they are joking. Why will God place Satan and demons? I'm sure all of us will say, oh, go for Satan, let him go and suffer because he's a bad person. Yeah, the same way, God sees every sin a bad person. We are not better than the angels. The angels were even glorious than the human race. The angels have superpowers, which we don't have. And the angels, they were closer. But look at what happened to them. So the demons and all the devils we know and whatever, the day when this world passes over, they will be doomed to eternal hell. And all sinners whose sins has not been forgiven them, they will go with them. So it's a fact. So when people say that, well, God is so loving, he cannot punish people to hell, you ask them, where will Satan and demons go? Where will they be? The convocers and people were dogs. They are spiritual creatures. They are alive. We don't see them. They are spiritual beings. You see? So long as God opened these spiritual beings that have fallen, it your school, God will punish, as you have said. So that it is something that the heavenly hope is the hope that sinners must look for. And so in that song, I don't need that song, I said, I'd want him for the shame. He said, and open the bed to me, I'll do it if it's how I say I'm on it, but to me, they are common. So you see, I said, it is out of God's kindness to so bless us with such a glorious hope and so promised to us. God was not bound to promise us anything. As again, let's think of the angels, the saints and the demons. God never had any plan for them. So it is not our right that God should save us. No, it is His own kindness, His own free mercy to look upon us. The Bible tells us God has mercy on the lonely. He looks upon us, ruining sin, and as He has prepared to save some for Himself, then He shows us how we can also come to attain. And as let's think a little bit of the blessings of this heavenly hope. And one thing we say that this heavenly hope, the blessings of this heavenly hope, is incomparable. We cannot compare anything on this earth, you see. You cannot. And we cannot even, the pictures that are given us in the Bible, the reality is beyond that. That's what the Bible wants us to think and we have. This blessing of heavenly hope, it shall bring complete victory over every enemy of holiness. And the Munim Dibema Omo Abenyasa and Yunyami, what do you call it? The word victory, to have victory. And this Omo to me a deep one, Omo to me a deep, Bibia, or a sea, conquer your mind. You know, in this world, even when we are saved, our holiness is imperfect in our own self because we live in a world of sin. Remaining sin ever, working in us and sometimes sinning. So we don't have perfect holiness yet. But this, when people, the day comes that those that the Lord have saved go to heaven, they will have complete victory over sin, Satan, and the world. These are hindrances to holiness. You see, when people think they want to enjoy the world without them, the Bible tells us the world is an enemy to God. What is the world? The culture of the world. That's again the ways of holiness. The culture of the world. The ambitions, the hopes, the pleasures, the entertainment, and what the world called good. That takes your mind from God. It's against holiness, you see. It's against a life without sin. And sin itself and Satan. There will be a complete victory. For the Lord Jesus Christ, who is leading us, has had victory. And through Him, all who come to heaven will be victorious. So they can become perfectly holy there. It shall also bestow perfection on the saved. The saved shall be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And they perfect in body and soul. No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no need will be known. There will be no need. Anything will never lack any. In this world, the most advanced countries, even they have a need. And also, we are seeing a man of man of Christ, so I'm a also here in your mind, and also, and people who have many things to happen, and we have illnesses and all over, sorrow, sicknesses, pain, it's all over us because we live in this world. But the Lord Jesus Christ, who is saving people to this heaven, all whom we will save will have that perfection. So that, you know, the reason why we have pain and suffering in this world is because we are imperfect. If we are perfect in ourselves, we wouldn't have these troubles. And 1 John 3:2 tells us how the Lord will make those who come to heaven like himself. He says, "Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it hath not yet appeared what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Believe that those who are in Christ, when the Lord Jesus Christ shall appear, they shall be like him." Just wait a minute and think. If I believe in Lord Jesus Christ, when it comes, I shall be like him. He's the Almighty, the most holy, the perfect. I mean, the perfect being. Then I shall be like him. Wow. That's what the Bible says. I shall be like him in perfection, so that I'll have no trouble in my body again. I can live forever without troubles. I can live forever without pain. I can live forever without disappointment. I can live forever without ease. I wouldn't need anything. So there will be perfection on all the day, because you will be like the Savior himself. It will also secure from every danger of sin. Believers shall be free from temptations. You see, here on earth, all the sinful thoughts coming into the mind, all the things that moves us to sin, it will be taken away. And it shall bring perfect rest and peace. I sound so they are asumdria etu apibo. Amoto etu apibo. I said, there will be no time of disturbances. Nothing will disturb us in heaven. In this world, again, I'm sure you know, nobody has that peace. You went and all the ladies, they are calling for peace, but there's no peace in this world. And there will be that perfect peace in heaven, perfect happiness beyond compare. And this, why would there be this perfect peace? Because there believers will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. With the Lord Jesus Christ, you have that close fellowship with him. There will not be a time that he seems not to be seen. He's always there with them. And that is why the perfect peace. Because, you know, when he was living, he told the disciples, "My peace I live with you, not the peace of this world." In many people, if we ask their question, we say, "May them have some day, the man will hear we ask their some day." You see, so it tells us the peace which is promised to those who come to Christ, who come to take hold of this heavenly hope. It's beyond the peace of this world. A peace which begins with our reconciliation with God. A peace when we come to believe in God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he saves us. God, who, because of our sin, was angry with us, is now at peace with us. That's where the peace comes from. This peace is out of the reconciliation with God, you see, through the Lord Jesus Christ. That, as some of you know, even I was thrown on, say, ne bu fu show na da yeso no ye fi ofe Christo idea reaction in India. Now let us think about how this heavenly hope is obtained. We have spoken about the blessings and what will be this heavenly hope. How is it obtained? Because I'm sure some of us here may not be so much aware, maybe have different ideas of how this heavenly hope may be obtained. Because I know many are thinking of heaven, they are thinking of what good they can do to earn heaven. Many are thinking, "Well, I'm trying to obey the law of God to go to heaven." Many are thinking, "Well, I'm not perfect, but then maybe when God will, the day comes, God himself will, be merciful." God is merciful. No, God has shown us how we can obtain it. And Muka said, "Well, may you have a baby number to me for heaven." And I said, "Me, you have a bomb come for heaven." I said, "Well, you have a bomb now, do what?" Or share me or no, because I'm going to be. Yeah, good point. They can have to go quite a fast way to me. Yes, I need to go also in the room. First, natural. So, where of ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel? This hope of heaven, the Colossians heard it from the gospel. And that is for the word of God, for the message of the gospel. And the fact is that the gospel set before everyone how to obtain the heavenly hope. How to obtain eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ is the gospel. That is why I started by saying that those who preach and tell people, "Oh, come to Jesus Christ, you'll be okay in this world, there will be no trouble, you have you have the things of the world and you have health," they are deceiving people, because the gospel doesn't set this thing before us. In some final first annual in see all my in John chapter 3, verse 16, I'm sure most of us know this verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the message of the gospel. Out of the love of God, he was not somebody who was so, he doesn't go on. Out of his own love, he pitied us and sent his own Son to come, to die, so that whoever believes in him will not be condemned by his life of sin, but rather obtain this heavenly hope. This is the gospel. It doesn't tell us of anything of this world. It gives us this heavenly hope alone. You see, that's what I said. Whatever our life happens here, yes, God will be with his people to strengthen us to be able to live for him. But that is not the ultimate goal of salvation. It's the heavenly hope. You see, that John Jesus is telling us here. The atoning sacrifice of Christ has purchased eternal life for sinners who will come to him. Christo na who know who na for a bobo cavalry no tall down at the one form of rebabeshen. Because you know, without this, by our sinful nature, we are all doomed to eternal hell. Say the Christo yeah, born near tea and born into no, then yeah, they come on something. I've described eternal hell, how God has prepared it for the demons and the devils. All of us, we are, by our sinfulness, we are doomed for that. You're born into, I can only say, but that's, I'm setting before us, God out of his own love. You see, sometimes we think of the love of God, and they don't even think of his love in giving us the Savior. They just think of how God may be blessing the world with good things to enjoy. No, the love of God, this is the love of God, is to know him that he has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and die for sinners. That all who come to him is so loving that he forgive us because of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the love of God. If you take this away, there's no love of God to us. You see? This is the love of God. The people take his goodness as his love. God is good to all, but his love is shown to only those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ to seek his forgiveness. Now, who born? Oye, papa mo, if you are seeing here, then when you draw there, this dog, or that is ready, oh, I'm right back used to him, so I'm going to find everyone here, children. My question to you this morning, do you expect to be in heaven when you die and you depart out of this life? Who person also calls to him, now, yes, sir, did I say, so who has asked so that you in heaven one day, anyway, war there one day. So that's how fear starts. So when that's also over, yes, that's true. And that's why it's a show in Shabia now. Who's winning that's what? My next question to you is that what makes you certain? And then I'm my way of war ratio. And then I'm nice. You see, because I said, the friend is over to Wabua, not in order, nice. I mean, that's what it is. What is your grounds? And then I'm nice. Because of what's number four, Abia Abucha. Why the documents? Why the papers? Why the papers? Why the passport? Such as here. What is your hope? What makes you certain? What is your ground? And then I'll make now so. My friend, the only you can only be sure of heaven if you are holy and righteous, like Jesus Christ. Uber to me any Irishim, so conquer yen or train any Christ to get here. That's the only way. John, when we read the John, said that John chapter 3, verse 2, those who go to heaven, they will be like the Savior. So, do you have that character? Do you have that holiness and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Look at what John adds in verse 3 of the same verse, 1 John 1, it says that, and every man that had this hope in him purified himself, even as he is pure. You see? If you ever think of this heavenly hope, think of holiness. Or some people are saying that so say Christ will bar or best or no, or you'll be honest no matter. Not ten of us, you see. It begins with a holiness, purity. But you know we don't have that purity in us. We are all sinners. So we have to seek that from him. And it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ which we shed on the cross of Calvary. It is only that which cleanses us from all sin, all impurities of sin. It cleanses us from every sin, every guilt, every sin, and its condemnation, the blood of Christ is the only thing that cleanses us. This is what happened in the tea of people born in here. I mean, it's very crumble. In 1 John, the same 1 John chapter verse 9, we are told, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we come to confess him, to him our sins, if we come to the Lord Jesus Christ to tell him of our sin problem and to ask him, oh Lord, we want to also be with you in heaven when you come. If we come to confess to him our life of sin, he will cleanse us because he has purchased for us forgiveness. He has offered his blood on the cross of Calvary. That's the only thing that is able to cleanse us from sin. Because when Jesus forgives a sinner, he also credits to the sinner perfect righteousness. Yes, Christ was all did for anything born in one. Not the one that you are. Only turn the end of the man. Because he has perfect righteousness. He is the Almighty God, the Son of God. You see, he has that perfect righteousness. He gives to everyone that he forgives. Because if you are forgiven and he doesn't credit to his righteousness, it's worthless. This is what John, grandma, and tell you, so you can never end heaven. You see, he forgives us and credits us his righteousness. And this is the ticket for heaven. When the ticket is required, Christ will turn there. Christ will conquer here. Ah, the man won't want what you want. I don't need heaven. Ticket, I don't heaven. Where is your ticket? Do you have that? Have you secured that from him? Have you gone to him? You see. So, friends, never expect heaven if you do not have the righteousness and the holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. If your righteousness is not the same as his, you can never reach unless he gives it to you. You see. So, to be able to reach to this, have this assurance, you must be given. It's something that you cannot earn it, you see. It must be given to you by Christ himself. So that it's not about how I am going to heaven, but how I can secure from Christ the righteousness. You cannot go to heaven. I cannot go to heaven myself. Christ must give us his righteousness. And this will secure us for heaven. So you see, it's not about working my way to heaven. It's my seeking to have Christ's righteousness given to me. By trusting in him, yielding my life to him. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ himself told some of his followers when he was on earth that some may deceive themselves at the day that he comes. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, it says that not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do what the will of my Father. He said before them, and he said before us. And you see, upon the what is the will of the Father? He also told us in John chapter 6, verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. So you see, Christ coming to this world is to secure for us this hope in heaven. Which Apostle Paul said in the Colossians, you have found it. Because you, when you heard a gospel, and you believed it. You see, when you heard the gospel, and you believed it. And in my passage, verse 6, look at how he continues. Which has come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard and heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. See, the kindness of God in his word is the truth. This is the truth. If anyone tells you salvation, the blessings of salvation beyond this, he's deceiving you. Obika is part of your home in Shachro, Nanya will not come, or that down. Whatever they tell you, if it's not this, it's a lie. Because if he takes your mind from this, and you put your, I mean, you expect other things, oh, by the time you are ready, you are dead and gone. And you are no more ready. But this is the blessings of salvation. My question to you before I end is that, are you renting your hope of heaven in Christ? Have you done that? Also, would you read, say, when you strong, Israel, and it has no, who is the one? Have you tasted his forgiveness? Which are the one of us? If you have not tasted it, never sit quiet. Never be quiet. Because this world will end one day. You and I will leave this world one day. But the happiness that you carry to your grave or my price count is this hope of heaven. You know me, and if we are saying that, and we are saying that, but Enije and now say a brow bob, Enije, and a few years, and say, look, you store the one year chamber, you're saying that's where you are now. If you have not come to him, come confessing to him your sins, trusting him, he said that whoever comes to him, you will never cast that person out. Always, I call to the thief on the cross. How many minutes has he, was he about to die? Few minutes, but he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was saved. I said, Lord, remember me. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Christo, time I want to send you, if you fool me, also come. But I who said, I saw the ratio of Christo. But I'm real, when I come back, I can't know who. Christo didn't come, I saw the ratio. So you and I, we can also come to him. Come to him if you have not come to him, and rest your hope in him. That's the only way you can be sure. Never make anything your hope, for the Bible, to anything your grounds of hope in heaven. You'll be deceived. The Lord Jesus Christ said, many shall say to me, Lord, Lord. If you go to that one and say that, I'll tell them, I never knew you. You were just of iniquity. Meaning these people were churchgoers. People who sometimes even prayed, but they never gave their heart to Christ. They never made him their hope of salvation. They trusted in themselves. They trusted in some other things. They trusted probably in what they do for the church, whatever, and they thought to secure them to heaven. No. Christ alone is the way, the truth, and the life. He takes us to the Father.